Rumba.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that gets
it. Okay. When the children come home in the afternoon about 4 o'clock from school, you say school is
out.
All right. And when after the summer vacation, you say, on the first Monday after Labor Day, school
starts.
If a child does not go to school and has no real reason, you know, he's not ill or anything like that, he just chooses not to go to school, you'd say, Johnny blank, let me reword this differently. A little boy left home to go to school, but he didn't show up. He
played hooky.
Okay. What do you, after kindergarten, the child goes to?
Grade school.
All right. And the very, all right, that's what we were. Children sit at what at school? What do they sit in?
Oh, desks. All right. At their desks.
And one child would sit in one
desk.
All right. The place where the books are kept in a schoolhouse is called what?
Library.
All right. And the place where you mail letters?
Post office.
All right. What do you call the place where plays would be put on, or perhaps concerts and performances are?
A theater.
All right. What do you call a woman who works at a hospital as a
nurse?
And what do you call the place where you catch the train?
Depot.
All right. And another name for a depot is
station.
All right. A rail.
Rail station. Railroad station.
All right. Some towns, especially little towns, I suppose some large towns do, have a place in the center, and often it's the place where the courthouse stands. What do you call that place?
A park.
Okay.
Where a courthouse? Well, it could be many things. It's a park or a courthouse square.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's fine. Mm-hmm. What do you call a if a building is situated here and across the street like this is located another building? You'd say one was blank to the other.
Directly across from the other.
All right. Is there any other way you have of saying that?
If it's across, it's across.
Okay, how do you distinguish, like if it's here and you go across the street here, that building is across also. You see, directly, but I'm talking about a building not just being over one street like that, but you'd have to, if you're walking, have to go here, then you'd have to go over here, and then you'd come to this building. What would you call that?
Well, if I were given directions, I'd say you cross over to such and such a building and down a block to your left or to your right.
Mm-hmm.
And then up so many buildings.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me draw you a picture.
How to spell it?
Well, now I've drawn you a picture to show you the relationship of the building. Now, what you'd say one building is blank to the other?
Catty-corner.
All right. What do you call the things that run on rails on a city street?
Streetcar.
Okay, and what do you call the ones that run on
cable
wheels?
Cable car.
All right. If you tell the bus driver, the next corner is where I want
off.
All right. What do you call